Hello everyone and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care video and podcast. I'm Dwayne and I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about the top five things that you need to be looking for if you're going to be buying a used RV. Now, buying a used RV can be very scary for a lot of people because nobody wants to buy an RV that is somebody else's problem. You know, an RV money pit with hidden problems in it. But the truth is that if you follow a few simple guidelines, well, then you put the odds on your side that you're going to get a great RV at a much better price than buying new. So now let's go ahead and get started. And the first thing we want to talk about is that when you're going to get any RV, there's a few things you need to do. You need to make sure you get the right length for you, make sure that it's the floor plan that you really like, and make sure that you get it to fit your budget. So we're not going to cover those things today. What we're going to do is go from there and talk about the top five things that need to be done to make sure you get a good RV. And number one is buy a good brand of RV. Now, why do you need to do that? Well, if you do, then the odds get much greater on your side that you're actually going to get a quality RV because it was built initially with good quality and good quality materials. So you need to be able to identify the brands and the manufacturers out there that build good quality RVs in the segment that you're buying in. And then make sure that you look for those brands when you're looking for a used RV. Now, the second point you need to do is look for maintenance and repair records. This is really important. A lot of times folks never even ask for these things, but it's good to get maintenance and repair records that you can review. Why is that important? Well, it's a good sign. It's a sign that the owners before you have been recognizing that an RV needs to be repaired and it needs to be maintained. And if they can show you those records, it shows that they cared about that RV to a really good extent. And so it's a good thing. It's also something that lets you know what has been done on the RV so that you know you don't have that coming up. So that's very important. Try to get an RV that has maintenance records. Now, number three is really critical. And this is check all, and I mean all, of the joints and the seals on that RV. And I'm not talking about just the sides or the ones that's easy to find. You need to get up on that roof, and if you can't do it, get someone you know that you can trust who will go up on the roof and will look over those joints and seals on the roof for you too. Because you need to be looking at all joints and seals, and especially on that roof. What happens is if the sealant has begun to get holes in it, maybe something scraped it off as the RV went under a tree, or maybe the sealant has over time cracked and now it has places where water can get in. All of that is indications that you could have a water intrusion problem. And remember, water intrusion is the number one enemy of RVs. So get up there, look at all those joints, all those seals. You want everything covered with sealant, and you want that sealant to be in really good shape. That's what you're looking for. Now, don't just do it on the roof. Come down, go across the sides, especially where the front cap and the rear cap comes on the RV. There's usually a big joint there, and check the sealant there as well. And don't forget windows, because that's another place that a lot of water intrusion can take place. So look very carefully at the sealant around those areas as well. So that's a super important thing to check on used RVs. Let's move on to tip number four, and that is try to figure out how well the owner has really cared for this RV by looking in certain areas. Now, what I have found is there's certain things, if you look for them, it gives you a tip. It gives you some insight into whether that owner has really been looking after the RV. One of those areas is the battery compartment. Take a look in there. If you see batteries that are filthy, dirty, it doesn't look like anybody has been cleaning them in a long time, maybe they've got corrosion on the connections and all of that, well, that's an indication somebody is not looking after that electrical system in the RV, because that's critical. Then look in the water bay. The water bay, often I look in there and it looks awful. It's horrible. It's dirty. It's filthy. It's not organized in any way. Well, what does that say? Again, this is an owner that's not really looking after things on the RV. Look at the exterior walls. Are they faded, cracked? Does it look like they haven't been washed in a while? Well, that's, again, an indication of the level of care that RV has been given. And if you see problems in these areas, my recommendation is go carefully. Maybe they have taken care of the more important things, but my experience is if they're not caring for the smaller things, they usually don't care for the bigger things on the RV. Now, number five is about tires and the age of tires. I mention this because I see a lot of used RV buyers get stuck here because they look at the tires, and if you're buying a car, you look at the tread, right? If the tread looks good, well, it must be good. It's not the case on RVs. RV tires age out before they wear out. So look at the date of the tire, the manufacture date. It's right on the sidewall. It looks like this right here. It's a four-digit code, and there's two first digits that tell you the week, the number of the week that it was manufactured. The last two digits is the last two digits of the year that it was manufactured. So if you see a tire date that has 3520 on it, it means it was manufactured in the 35th week of 2020. Now, why is this important? Well, most RV tire manufacturers recommend that you replace tires every 5 or 6 years or so. So, let's say that you find that those tires are 4 years old. Well, it means you've got a big expense coming up to replace all those tires at one time. And you need to know about that. Don't buy the RV and then suddenly realize, oh my goodness, I've got to replace all these tires. It's thousands of dollars in many cases, and you may not appreciate that after you bought the RV. So check the tire dates before you buy the RV. Okay, those are my five top things to look for when buying a used RV. Now, is that everything? No way, not even close. What I recommend is if you really want to know how to buy a used RV, I've created a guidebook for that, all about buying used RVs. And it will list not only the things we covered here in this video, but many more of the more expensive items that you need to be checking to make sure that this RV you're looking at is even worthy of consideration. Then the guidebook will help you learn how to narrow your search down from all the RVs you're looking at to the very few that will really be the best to choose from. Now, once you've done all of that, again, I highly recommend get an NRVIA certified RV inspection before you buy any used RV out there. And I highly recommend that it be NRVIA certified inspectors that look at this coach, not somebody who's going to charge you a couple hundred dollars and go through some quick list. You want an inspector that's going to go from top to bottom of that RV and make sure everything is in the condition it should be in. That way you'll know what you're buying. Now, if it's a 10-year-old RV or especially motorhome, then I also recommend that you do a fluid analysis as well on the engine, on the radiator, on the transmission fluid, on the generator, its radiator and oil as well. You need to check those fluids. It will tell you a lot about what's going on with the mechanical components of that RV. So be sure to do a fluid analysis. The older the RV is, the more important it really is. Well, now, if you follow the guidelines that I've provided here in this video, the good news is that you really can expect to get an RV that you will not only love, but also it won't be an RV money pit. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.